Vayter in Shas, we're in Kedushin Daf Ayin Dalet, picking up a third of the way down, next part of the Mishnah. Abba Shola, he called L'shtuki Beduki. He used to call L'shtuki a Beduki. Now my Beduki, what does it mean when you say Beduki, like to check or investigate? Ile Mishnah Botkin es imova omeres l'kosher sen nevalti nemenes. Remember, L'shtuki is talking about a case where a woman has a child and the child starts saying, Daddy, Daddy, she says, quiet boy, you better quiet down. So when you say, you called a Beduki, if you want to say that it means that we investigate Livdok, the mother. If she says that she was with a kosher person, then we say we believe her, but come on, who is that going like? Rabbi Gamliel? You want to say he's going to, according to Rabbi Gamliel, Tanir Chadazimna, but this we already taught in another Mishnah. This time we learned in the Mishnah in Subas. Let's say you have this woman, she's not married, and she's pregnant, and we ask her, what's the deal with this kid? Like, where'd this kid come from? He says he's from the East Kohen, and he's Ploni, but Mash says Klom, and he's a Kohen. Klom and Miuchas, who is a Miuchas, took a kid over here. They say, Nehemen, so we believe the woman. He says that Lo Mipia Anuchayim, we don't live by her word. Right? In other words, we don't believe her. Is like a Rabbi Gamliel that we do believe her. So, what is going on here? Why would you need to say another mission to say the same thing? Says no. What Rabbi Gamliel is talking about is going to makshir her that she's allowed to be a coin. The other one is saying that even the kid. The daughter of theirs, so the daughter is going to be mutter to a kohen. Says Gemara, "Honey, chalamad damer ledever machshir ba posel bebita." This works nicely according to one who says that. The one who says that she's good, meaning Gamliel, is going to say that the daughter's no good. Chalamad damer ledever machshir ba machshir bebita. One who says that if she's good, then the daughter's also good. Abashal mayal basalam mashmina. What are you coming to teach me over here? And for the Gemara, the Abashal difa midarav and Gamliel. Abashal is more. Then Rav Gamliel, although it's more encompassing. The Imi Hasim, if we're going to learn that over there, from Rav Gamliel's rooting, Exubas, Havamina Hasim, that I would have said, over there she's believed, and only something similar to that case. Rav Ksherin itself, because most of the world is kosher to her. That is, she's in a place where most of the people there, they're not mamzerim, they're not shtukim, they're not a sufim, but everyone's good over there, and they're regular kohanim, levim, israelim. Aval heicha d'ro psulim itself, but let's say a place where majority of these people are going to be psulim. Let's say she's engaged, but she's not completely married, right? So then all men are going to be also there except for the one she's engaged to. Therefore, the offspring would be a mamzer. But if she says that she's pregnant from when she's engaged, we believe her. Or, as Rashi points out these ideas, maybe she was not married. She was not married. She was an unmarried woman in the city, or most of the people over there are going to be causing her to be usher to marry Kohanim. In other words, most of them are Vodazara, people are non-Jews. Then I would say, she's not believed, Tzricha, therefore, Abashal, we need him over here. He's not the same as Gamliel, and that's why I have to say this in this case as well. Amarav halacha b'shua, the halacha is like Abba Shaul. Zok the next halacha Mishnah. Kol asur l'vavakal, anyone who's going to be asked to enter into kahal, mutan lo zebazeh, they're mutter to enter one to the next. They can marry one another. So that means, let's say a mamzer can't enter into the kahal. Shtuki can't enter into the kahal. So even though it's going to be asked to marry, they are allowed to marry one another. Mamzer can marry Shtuki. Abihuda Oser, Abihuda, he, Aser, says Rashi, but Gemara, far as the Gemara is going to explain what exactly is going on over here. Abihuda Oser, Abilezer, Omer, Abilezer comes in, he says that Vadon, Vivadon, Mutter. For example, says Rashi, a Mamzerim Benesinim. These, if you have Mamzerim Benesinim, both are going to be Aser to marry a Yid. That has no good yichus. And therefore, they can marry each other. Vadon besveikan. Let's say, for example, if you have a mamzer or nasin to marry a shtuki or a sufi, says Rashi, you go to mamzer and you see him b'shtuki v'sufi. That's going to be vadon besveikan. Usveikan vadon. Or if you have a shtuki or a sufi with a mamzeris or an asina, usveikan besveikan. Or if you have a shtuki or a sufi with a shtukis and a sufis, usher, all these are going to be usher. Why is everybody has to say this? Because we're worried that maybe one of them, which is a suffix, is actually really good, and therefore going to be usher to marry those who are no good. Ve'elu ein asfegos ne asfegos shtukia sufi vikusi. These are examples of sfegos. Says Gemara, my kol asur in lovo b'kahal. When we started off by saying that kol asur in lovo b'kahal was also to come to kahal and to lovo zebezeh, what does it mean when it says that? Ilim mamzeru nesine shtukia sufi hatanu le'risha. We have to tell us in the first Mishnah, so why would you say it again? So what's going on over here? Vesu, and not only that, furthermore, what's he going on? If you want to say he's talking about marriages of a vadai aser, those are suffic aser. And he's going to say, that's us, sir. That's not going to be okay. Homer's safe, but he has Homer, Vadoin, Bifadoin, Mutter, Vadoin, Misrekan, Sekam, Misrekan, Vadoin, Misrekan, Sekam, Misrekan, Osir, Mechlad, Rehuda, Lo, Sirla. Master Rehuda doesn't hold like that. Chitim, if you want to try to answer this, there, Rehuda, Osir, Ager, Bamamzeris. He's talking about what's Osir, Ager, in a Mamzeris. As she says, the Sham Inun Lay, the Amr Hachi La Elis, then the fine basement base, Rehuda Omer, Ger Lo Yisam Amzeris, so Bermidi Achrina, Lo Shemin, the Polyg La Inyan Yuchsin. So if that's what you want to tie over here, the Rehuda is coming to say to Aser, a convert in a Mamzera, that can't be, because Midi Ger Bamzeris Kutani. But did the Mishnah say, did the Mishnah statement to which Rehuda is arguing speak about a Ger in a Mamzeris? Kola Surin Lavo. But Kahal Katani, all what it says over there is that all those who are usher to enter the Kahal, this can't be talking about a ger, because a ger is mutter. So what's going on? Amar Rav Yehuda says, beep, turn the page. I ain't down my base. Hachi Gama, this is what the Mishnah is saying. Kol asur in lavo l'kahal kahuna. Anyone who's usher to enter into the Kahal of kahuna, right, didn't say that. We have to understand that it means talking about kahuna. My ninu, who are we talking about? A gioris, even if she's less than 3 years and a day, would look like Rishon Ben Yochai. Sounds like Rishon Ben Yochai. First, let's read the first Rashi over here. Halchi Kamar Klomer Liola Rabbi Yehuda Ager B'Mamzeres Koi. Talking about Ager B'Mamzeres. Deshama Le the Tanakama the Ariba V'Hai B'Kahal the Kamar that Kahal that we said Kahal Kahunahu. We're talking about Kalkuna. The Kohen Aser B'Gioris. A Kohen is Aser to marry Gioris. V'afilu P'chusa Mibas Gimel Shanim. The Laf Bas Bia. Even if it's less than 3 years old, it's not considered a Bas Bia. V'ein Sham Mishum Chashash Znus. There's no issue of Znus. The Chsiv Ki'im Besulos Mizer Beis Yisrael. Still, it's going to be Aser. We know that a Kohen is not allowed to marry a zona, and therefore he can't marry Gioris because they're all considered like zonos. But even less than three in a day, that's what he paskins like as well. So now says the Gemara again, Kol Yisrael Lo Bekal Kuna, my new one, what's that? Gioris Pachusa Rabaskin Shalosham Yamechad, Udaluk Rabishim Bayuchai, and not like Rabishim Bayuchai. Says Rashi explaining that, what does that mean? The Amr Lekamon, we're going to see if we'll come in Pirkin, the Fayim Chas. Gioris Pachusa Mibaskin Bokshir Lekuna. He says, with less than three in a year, it's not even considered Roy Labia. That's not considered, it's not bas bia, and therefore he says it's going to be kosher kuna. V'hachkamer, kol sun lovo bakal kuna, ma'inu midemar b'hai klala yesel v'shonim shasun bakal yisol gyoros shepchusa v'bashal shanim. V'koshkin yisera bashal shanim. It's certainly less than, it's certainly even more. V'koshkin yisera bashal shanim, butarin hanach asurin. Okay, we're going to start about that. We're going to see all that in the Gemara itself. So it's like this. Gioris b'chusim b'ashol shalom yomechad and tzalik or b'shim v'yuchai, who says that's not a problem. Butarun lovo zebezeh, these, gerim, mamzerim, nesinim, they're allowed to go and marry one another, but it's saying they're not allowed to marry a kohen. That's what Rebbe is talking about. In fact, the Gemara of Enokma b'bas shalosh shanim v'yomechad, why don't we say we're dealing with 3 years and a day? And then we can make it work even according to Rishon Ben Yochai, because he says less than 3 years and a day is going to be not an issue. So why don't we say it's more and then make it like him as well? Says Gemara, Im Kain Mitzida Tavra. If so, meaning if you want to say that the Mishnah is talking about to Gerim, that are older than three, so then We have Mitzida Tavra. Rashi says, Chuvasu Mukhenes Litzido. We are able to knock it out from the side. How come? How can you knock that out? Ella Taimer the Bashal Shan B'yom Echad. Because then this would imply that the reason a ger is mutter to marry a mamzer, nothing, etc., is because she did it at 3 years and a day. If she did less than that and converted less than that, the materis love a kalkuna, it's mutter marikuna, asua love a zavazath, and it's going to be also for her to marry those people that are not roy. But that's not going to really work because we have a case of a giyores below the age of 3 in a day who, according to Rishon by Yochai, the muteris lo b'kalkun, the muteris lo b'zavazah, it's going to be mutter to go into marry all these things, to marry kohanim, but and they're mutter also with mamzer nesinim, so therefore the mashmos would knock it out. So clearly we can't say that that's what the case is. We have to say it's arguing with Rishon by Yochai. Kum techoisim, what's coming here right now, it's according to the Tana Kama of our Mishnah. He says that it's also for a gioris to marry a coin. I don't care how old that girl is, even if she's less than 3 years old. Rabbi Huda, therefore, has to say the Mishnah is going against Rabbi Shimon of Achai, but we're going to seem to see against Rabbi Huda's Vart right now. Klalo, what do you say? It's a klal, the kol, a certain level of a kahal. But don't we know the cases of an amana, a divorced woman, a chalala, or a zona, dasu in love of a kavakuna, they're also to be kavakuna, dasu in love of zebazeh, and they're also usher to enter zebazeh, meaning they can't go and marry if you're in almana to a kohen gadol or a grusha. That doesn't mean now that you're allowed to go ahead and be with mamzerman, has seen him, what's going on? Vasu, and furthermore, ha mutter. Aser very ger shemutter bekohenes umutter b'mamzeres. Sounds like what we're saying is that ha mutter aser. This pshat of the Mishnah is the mashmos is that if somebody's mutter to marry to a kohen, it's aser to marry mamzer. But we know a ger is mutter to marry a kohen. And what does Mary and Mamzer, like we saw earlier, the Ayin Beis. So clearly that can't be what's going on. And we got to come up with another pshat. Elo Amar of Nasa Bar Oshaya, Hachikam is going to say, Kol Shekohen, Aser Lisa's Bito. Anyone whose daughters, a Kohen is Aser to marry, Kol Shekohen, Aser Lisa's Bito, Umay Niu, and who is this? Ger Shanasa Gioris. If a Ger marries a Gioris, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, mutar and lovel zebazeh, they're going to be mutter, meaning these gerim, mamzerim, nesinim, and something like that, are going to be mutter to go and marry one with the next. In fact, the Gemara with Klalu, is that really a klal? The kol shekohen aser lisa's bito, mutar and lovel zebazeh? Harei chal shem osabas Yisrael, but we have a case of a chal who married a bas Yisrael, the kohen aser lisa bito, the daughter, a kohen is Usher to marry, whose daughter, according to Usher, going to be married. Vasur nami lovo zebazeh. And we also know that the chalal and mamzerim are usher to go and marry one to the next. So the Gemara lokasha. Kereb dostoy ben Yehuda. Where we got this coming up, where we saw it earlier in the Fasam of Zion, the Tanakam of the Mishnah is going like Kereb dostoy ben Yehuda, who says that the daughter of a chalal from a Yisraelis, it's like a mutter to a kohen. Amazing. But we got some other problems, actually, to see if Nasa by Yoshaya, we always explain it. Very chalal, shemas a chalala. We have some because of a chalal, marries a chalala, the kohen, aser liso, lisa bito, who the daughter, whose daughter, a kohen, is, the kohen, and a kohen is aser lisa bito to marry the daughter. That's according to everyone, a chalal and a chalala. Vasar nami lova zebazeh. And also, the chalal is also usher to marry mam zeirim and esinim. Visu and all of that, ha mutter usher. This, the shtick that you said, the implication that if one's, the mashmos, if one's a daughter is a mutter to marry Cohen, then he's going to be usher to marry mamzer, very gersh, asavas yisrael, V'koyin mutar lisa bito umatar lo v'zeh b'zeh. They are allowed to come zeh b'zeh. So we get rid of that pshat. So let's come up with another answer. El amar of Nachman bar amar rabba bar avua. Hacha mamzer me'achoso o mamzer me'eshes ish ikabanayu. And our Mishnah, the difference between the Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda is talking about a mamzer, miachoso, that comes from one's sister, and a mamzer that comes from a married woman. Tanakama says, I feel a mamzer, miachoso, not miyab a mamzer, even from his sister, which is going to be karis, but not. The death penalty is also called a mamzer as well. The Rebbe says, "May Eishes Ish have a mamzer, May Choso love a mamzer, only from Eishes Ish, but not from Achoso." My Kamash Malan. So what exactly is the Mishnah telling us that we didn't already learn? Tanina, you know, we brought this up in the Mishnah in Yavamos. Ezu mamzer, kol shehu bilo yavo. Any kid's going to come into the category of he shall not enter into the Kal Hashem, the Rebbe Akiva, Zaykez Dr. Rebbe Akiva. According to him, the Isser relations that come from the mamzerim include not only things that are from Karis, but even, and some of this is going to be killed, but even those who are just a lav itself, that's also going to be a problem. As Rebbe says, Rashi, afa bishenu elu b'lav haflad mamzer. Even if it's just a lav, lots of mamzer. Shimon Hatim Timni Omer, he says, Kol shechayim alav karis b'di shamayim v'alacha kedvar. Anything which is karis b'di shamayim, and the alacha goes going to be him. Rishu Omer, Kol shechayim alav mises beizin. A mamzer is, it comes from something that's going to be mises beizin. Now, since we brought this machlokes in Yavamos, why do you have to bring it over here also? Ella Amar Rava, so we get rid of Nachman's chat, we come up. And we end up with where Rava. Allah Amar Rava. Rava says, Ger Ammoni Umoavi. Really, the difference in the Tanakh and the other Mishnah is a reference to an Ammoni and a Moavi. V'achem was going to say, Kol Asurim, Lavo Kalin was going to be asked to come to Kahal. Umay Niyu, and who is this? Who are we talking about? Ger Ammoni Umoavi. A Ger Ammoni or Ger Moavi. Butaran Lovel 7 second be mutter to come, enter in one with the next. This is Gemara Yach, if it's really true, my Rabbi Yos Rabbi Yehuda Oser. What does it mean when Rabbi Yehuda says that to me also? Why is he asking Ammoni Amavi to marry Mamzerim? Halakhi Rabbi Yehuda to say, Afal Pish, Rabbi Yehuda Oser, Ger B'Mamzeris. Even though Rabbi Yehuda answers a Ger for marrying Mamzeris, Hani Mili Ger De Ro'i Lovel Bekal. There's talking about a ger that's a roi, it's fitting to come to enter into the congregation. Well, ger ammoni umoavi, they ruin the vavakal, they're not able to come to God in the first place, lo, then are not usher to marry a mamzeres. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.